Hey everybody, welcome to The Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony, and today we have another amazing show. I actually just got done. I actually interviewed two individuals, and I was a guest on a podcast. Now, I'm giving you the news and entertainment. I don't know if there's anybody who works harder right now in getting information out, but I felt the need to get this out for you as quickly as possible for the simple facts of there is tons and tons and tons of stuff that's going on, and a lot of people are going to fall behind. So let's just get right into it. You guys can see, we already know Mondays and Tuesdays, you're going to see snippets of interviews coming out, and then Wednesdays is going to be the entirety of the interview that hits the shelves for everybody. But I wanted to get into something immediately. The FBI confirms that the DarkSide ransomware is responsible for the compromise of the Colonial Pipeline networks, which is still dysfunctional to a large extent. Now, that houses 45% of oil that goes across, okay, the United States, all the way from Texas up until the northern eastern states. So you got to understand that is causing a serious crimp on everything and just pipelines in general. If you guys haven't paid attention, what happened? One of the biggest thing was supply lines when COVID came out and everything else. So you have to pay attention to this. Now, where is this specifically? The DarkSide ransomware. We're going to find out, right? Exactly who's behind it. But I can tell you right now, guys, it's one of two. If it's not an inside job, it's either China or Iran. It's not Russia. Stop with the Russia. They might tell you it's Russia. It's not Russia. And I'll explain why. The U.S. has deployed against Iran ships, taking out drones, taking out counter ships, where they might be placing things in the way, right? Like almost like IEDs, but in the water. So the U.S. has already been combating that now for the last, I think, 16 or 17 hours, while Israel and Hamas is on fire. If you haven't been paying attention to any of that stuff there, but we're gonna rip right into it, okay? So I'm gonna get there because this is, oh gosh, we got so much for you guys, and I'm gonna drop a lot of bombs in this episode. So pay attention, stay with me. We're going hot take, rapid fire, and I want you guys just to grab everything that you possibly can because we're gonna have to do a couple shows this week, I think, with everything that's coming out. Stay with me. Here we go. Go woke or go broke. Pepsi is up 9% while Coke is down 27.3%. Those are the sales numbers. So remember how Coke, during their training, was asking employees to be less white, cater to colored people, and not be happy with being white, be very, very apologetic. Now, you can see Disney is trying to do this as well, and it is starting to backfire. Remember, Coke put this as part of their onboarding material. It got exposed and the public spoke up. This is not favor. They are down 27%. That is big enough to have them lose actual market share. And if you're not thinking that they're not paying attention to that, I will bet you their onboarding material has changed ever since this information came out. We'll make a bet on that. If we have anybody working for Pepsi or Coke, or we have anybody that's been involved in that, please let us know. But I will guarantee you right now that literature has changed. They don't have any answers to the questions. Nobody does. They want to try and stay woke, yet all they're doing is actually hurting their own sales. The majority of Americans do not believe we are inherently, systematically racist. It's not. It is a false narrative. But really quick question on a couple things as we go through this. So Raggedy Ann, Jen Kasai, says she's going to step away as the press secretary within a year. Guys, remember, before everybody starts going nuts, what if, what this, blah, 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 blah. Sean Spicer did the same thing. And then you had Scaramucci, who couldn't even last like 2 weeks. And then you got Sarah Sanders, which blew the top off of most people. And then you got Kaylee, which between Sarah than Kaylee, which is why you look at Jen and you're like, you're pathetic. I don't know Jen. I'm just going to tell you the way that she handles the stuff. That's not presidential. That's not elegance. That is someone who got jammed into a job who shouldn't have been in that job. Very simple. She's going to ride it out as long as she possibly can before they find somebody else who can actually take that. That's it. Right? But during a podcast, she admitted what we already knew. But finally, like I told you guys, right? It's never upfront. They never say, oh, no, we don't tell Joe to answer any questions about this or that. They never say this stuff up front. It comes out in part of a conversation, so it gets lost. During a podcast, she admitted, Biden is not instructed to answer any questions that are not vetted by reporters or approved by the staff. That she said. So I ask you guys, when are you going to stop and smell the roses and say that everything that you're seeing is completely manufactured? What did Trump do? We know Obama was manufactured with it as well, with the press. It was with Bush. It's been like that for a long time. Regardless of what was going on with Trump and what was not, can you tell me at any time where he didn't step up in front of the press? He answered the call to step up in front of the press. He answered questions. You may not have liked his answer, but he did. Once again, exposure. If we've learned anything in the last 5 years, it's about exposure. It's about who's willing to step up, who can you believe, who can you trust based on what is said. There's nothing else to it. That's as simple as it gets. Exposure. You're watching these people cower. They will not tell you the truth up front, but then they slip it on a piece of paper into a notebook and said, I said that. They never said that, but now it's clear and you know that. Just with that, how many times have you thought they were going to do one thing and then they went and did another? Hold on. I'll explain because you're not hearing this on the news. Why did the CDC change statistics on their website again with no major public notice, no PSA? The deaths were changed from 6% to 5% of total deaths. 1% is huge when you're talking the entire population. They increased the amount of comorbidities to 4. Pay attention to statistics and the fear caused. Remember Mirror and remember Project Veritas exposing the CNN director talking about how fear sells. I'm not telling you that they were working together. Don't mix up my words. What I'm telling you is opportunity arises. When you're in the news, it's about headlines, it's about clicks, it's about getting as much traffic as you possibly can, the same way is as social media. So how come the CDC doesn't make this type of announcement as a PSA to everybody that these numbers are changing? Just a question. Check it out. In New York, there are vaccinated and non-vaccinated areas at sporting events, bars, restaurants, etc. I still don't even get the flu shot. And remember how quiet celebrities were during the pandemic, but now they speak up and scream you should get the vaccine. Where is my body, my choice? It's a pretty simple formula. They're being paid. They're being paid to promote the vaccine. Now, I'm going to give you some stats, but one thing I wanted to go into very quickly was a doctor who was screaming up and down, up and down, up and down, you need to get the vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, you're a moron. And blah, 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 blah. The guy's name was Thomas Lee Flanagan. I'm going to read this to you. Okay? Excuse me one second while I do this because I had to get this from my phone. I did it for the free orange juice. This was his first post. I'm pretty sure the needle was like a foot long. The good news is, didn't feel a microchip going in, but I can hear local radio stations now. He was joking about it. Second done. The microchip is working just fine. My mind is slowly being taken over by the hive mind. We are just fine. Resistance is futile. Then he dies. Gets the second shot. Perfectly, perfectly healthy doctor. Dead. So, if I'm not dead before having to take the vaccine, but I get dead after taking the vaccine, doesn't that allow people to think for themselves and say, hey, I may not want to take this vaccine? I'll take my chances the other way. I'm healthy, got a good immune system, rocking and rolling, right? Or maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I'm just putting the information out there. That was a doctor. And then we heard, right, a couple weeks back, who was it? 43-year-old, like attorney, perfectly healthy, goes in for the shot, dead. Now, once again, 99.7% success rate. Not saying that there's not lingering after effects. Not saying any of that. Once again, why do I need to take a vaccine with 99.7% success rate? You don't. They want you to, but you don't. Senator Ron Johnson, right? Senator Ron Johnson has confirmed 3,000 deaths from VEARS report with 10K hospitalizations due to experimental COVID vax. So they are pushing a completely unverified shot, claiming it's the way forward. It is optional, not mandatory. They cannot make it mandatory. I'm going to give you the information from the National Vaccine Information Center so you can understand. Found 4,236 cases where patient died and vaccination date on or after 2016, you know, April the 1st of 2016, right? So in 2016, the year of the vaccination, 182 people, which ended up being 4.3%. In 2017, 196 people, 4.63%. In 2018, 172 people, 4.06%. 2019, 196, the same as in 2017, 4.63%. Now, 2020, 351, 8.29%. Hold on. 2021, 3,139, and that is at 74.1%. This is strictly from the April of the 23rd of 2021 releases of VAERS data. Vaccine information, guys. Go check it out. Go look it up for yourself. If you don't understand what those numbers mean, please go read about it. You should understand what they mean. You should be reading about it and understanding whether or not you went and took a vaccine that you should not have taken. Go do your own research. I'm bringing the information for you. I'm telling you I'm not going to take it. I'm telling you I'm not going to go down that route. Now, please, go do the research. Please do it. Crazy. You're not allowed to talk about the vaccines or elections. You're called a conspiracy theorist, which is a term that the CIA created. The phrase is to doublespeak for thinker. Don't allow people to follow the prepared narrative for people who cannot think for themselves. So if you don't follow the prepared narrative that they push, you are labeled a conspiracy theorist. Now, check this out. If you go back, just do history, go look through history. Once again, I'm presenting you with all the information. So, people that opposed communist China were called revisionists. People that went against Vietnam or the Cong were called reactionists. Cuba, they were called dissidents. I'm sorry. And in America in 2021, you're called a white supremacist or a conspiracy theorist. Just let that sink in. One more time. Let me go back through this slowly. People that opposed communist China were called revisionist. What is a revisionist, right? Someone who revisions things. They want it to be different. So they didn't want government to have complete control, so they were called revisionist, so they got painted in a negative light. People who went against Vietnam or Viet Cong were called reactionists. You're reacting the wrong way. Yeah, hold on. Cuba, dissidents. You're less than normal. But in 2021, the key phrases are white supremacist, and I highlight white Because you're not just a person who hates other people. You are a white person who hates other people. Or you're a conspiracy theorist. Right? And then, just look, there'll be a new name for all the people that do not conform or follow what they consider as status quo. So when conspiracy theorist or using the term gets negated because it's overused and falsely used, you'll hear another word come out. So keep an eye out for that and we'll see what happens there. Right? Like, constantly people are being called new names. Constantly people are being called negative things. Why? Because they don't follow the norm. Now, let's use some more clear examples about what they haven't been telling us and the questions that aren't allowed to be asked. What's happening at the border? We haven't seen any cleanup at the border. Where's the progress from the Progressive Party? Aren't the Democrats supposed to be progressive? Where's the progressive cleanup? Look at San Diego, where the Dems approve a program to provide free legal aid to illegal immigrants to fight deportation in court. Once again, let me read that back to you again. San Diego Democrats approve a program to provide free legal aid to illegal immigrants to fight deportation in court. $5 million. The patriots of San Diego will have to pay. Okay? Imagine if they put that $5 million into Americans who are out of work to help them keep their business alive or get it going. Imagine that. No, let's put it into illegal immigrants, not Americans. If you really don't know about Ellis Island and what the purpose or the point was, it was the hub. It was where everybody was checked. They provided medical evaluations. They did background checks. That was the point of entry. Now look at your points of entry. So everyone got vetted at those points of entry to the best of what they could do. Think about that. What's happening at the borders now? No, let them in. And then Biden gets rid of everything, right? You don't even have to check the DNA to know whether or not that is your son. But we'll put up the money for you to fight in court when that's not your kid and you're here illegally. I'm just waiting for the people of San Diego to wake up on that because I'm not sure that many people actually know that that took place. But we'll see. Twitter is quietly suspending any accounts that tweet the content from the desk of Donald Trump. If an account tweets it or tries to provide the context or content, Twitter will suspend the account. You guys started jumping from Twitter to Parler, but Parler keeps crashing. And Parler is using the same software that Twitter and Facebook use with the algorithms. I said it before. I don't think Parler's here to stay for a long term. Sorry, Bongino. I really don't. But Buck Sexton put out a tweet, and I thought that this was pretty fitting compared to this is stuff that we never hear, right? With these questions are never asked because they're not allowed to, because they're vetted, and they'll never get through. Not a single journalist or politician were ever kicked off of Facebook or Twitter trying to negate the 2016 election with 4 years of absurd, reckless Russian collusion lies, in case you were wondering about the ethics of our internet overlords. Over the last 4 years, with all the hate and everything that was spewed, how many liberal or Democratic senators, politicians, or supporters were removed from a platform based on the hateful speech that they spoke? The answer is zero. And if I'm wrong, please correct it and let me know. But otherwise, the answer is zero. Just let it sink in. I'm real calm today, man. After seeing all this stuff and seeing the stuff that's going on with Israel, man, I am forever grateful that we do live in this country. And I do think great things are on the way and coming, and all the confusion and chaos will die down very soon. Nothing lasts forever, but we have to keep our heads about us just overall. Keep looking at all of this stuff. The vaccines, keep looking at the stuff that you're not hearing and the questions that are not being answered, whether that's your state or if someone that you know or someone that's family maybe lives in that state. The FEC closes the probe into Trump 2016 campaign violations, a 4-1 decision, and Cohen was brought up on charges and arrested for his legal activity, and he tried to blame Trump. Here's the funny thing. The Democrats tried to use him and usurp the normal standard processes to win by public hanging and the emotions. Guys, you got to pay attention to this. They followed nothing according to the legal bar. Nothing. Which is why it didn't pass. Look at Portland. BLM is walking around with guns and pulling guns on motorists. They antagonize you until you respond, and then they can point the finger and said it was you because you're a white supremacist or a conspiracy theorist. Is this the brown shirts from long ago? Portland has doubled in shootings. They are at 355, which is double from where they were this time last year, which they were at like 160-something or 156. So they just about a little bit more than doubled. Governor Whitmer is in trouble in Michigan. She flew to Florida to see her mom. She took a private plane, much like Kerry, Obama, and the others, right? They tell you to stay home and don't travel. Do as I do, right? Not as I say. But here's the problem. She was flying under a family. And you can look it up. I'm not even going to give you the information. You go look it up. Whitmer was flying on the plane of a family that has their hands in the pharmaceutical industries. Why are they pushing vaccines so much? So we asked the question, who paid for this travel? Taxpayers, her personal account, or was this, in fact, trade for legislation? Think about that. Trade for legislation. You think it doesn't happen? It happens a lot. That's why there's lobbyists. If you want to neglect that and say, oh, our lobbyists are good, but yours are bad, you're a moron. Here's a little something else that maybe solidifies what was just being said. A Washington Post reporter, actually three of them, had their phones seized and their reports checked in a leak probe. This was reported by Josh Gerstein, 5721, and it was actually posted at 8:10 Eastern Standard Time. Actually, three reporters had their phone records obtained on July 2017 story about intelligence intercepts. You can go look it up. I'll include the link. It's from Politico. Once again, discernment on what you read. But three of them? How come this wasn't brought out on all the Russia information? We were going through impeachment stuff in 2018. So how come the FBI or the DOJ didn't turn around and just say, hey, we picked up these people's phone records too to check it because, you know what, it was contradicting what we thought. But no, let's not say that it was Trump. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some more stuff now and get off of a little bit of that, right? So we're going to get into what the Daily Mail said about China, how China was planning a World War III, the plan that materialized 6 years ago, and let's not forget what's happening behind the scenes. And this is from a Washington Times article that I will also include inside of the podcast links. You should read it because listen to what's funny. India produces hydroxychloroquine. Now, they're supposedly dealing with a second variant. My question is, for all the people that go in and out of there or have traveled, if India is facing a second variant, how come China isn't? Right? Isn't China next to India? Isn't China right there? I will include the news article for this one as well. Now, something interesting actually about this, because the Brazil president starts firing shots at China and believes that China is behind a biological warfare. If people think America is the only source of information, you are wrong. Maybe the news cycle has moved past you and you just forgot about it. But it's amazing how short our memories have gotten when it comes time to the news cycle, isn't it? You forget about it. You don't pay attention to it. It's very easy to poke back through. Why? Because all algorithms are designed to make you forget about what you just saw. Do we have to go into the election integrity that's being talked about right now in Arizona? We'll go into that. We'll go into that in a few minutes. I want to talk about right now what's happening in Israel. So, we talked about Iran going after Israel and Hala. So check this out. Israel helped the U.S. military track down Iran military commander Soleimani's cell phone for January 2020 assassination. And now the Pope is calling for an end of violence in Israel. Where was the Pope as all of this was starting? Ah, that's right. Don't forget. Cannot say anything preemptive. We can only react. Right? I couldn't even tell you. You know, this is by far the craziest. You had none of this under Trump. Not even close. Not even close. And now you have Fauci out there trying to tell people that masks are going to be seasonal. Yet you can't get accurate information, analytics, or stats on what is real and what is not real. What is true and what is not true. But we're all supposed to just believe it. Right? Now, this is very interesting. U.S. national security and military veterans are demanding resignation of Biden nominee William Burns, who was recently confirmed as CIA chief following outright lies to the United States Senate over links to the CCP. Here's the letter. The Committee on the Present Danger China Has, since its founding in March 2019, warned against the unrestricted warfare in which Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has long been engaged against the country and the free world more generally. Unfortunately, during this intervening period, the magnitude of the danger posed by the CCP has only grown. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Of particular concern is the extent in which U.S. individuals in the private sector and government and American non-government organizations, universities, corporations, and news organizations have been compromised by the Chinese Communist Party's intelligence services and its so-called United Front Work Department. Such compromises have been achieved via arrangements that include contributions from the contracts with Chinese nationals, businesses, or organizations, the Thousand Talents Program, recruitment, Confucius Institutes on our college's campuses, and a K-12 circular, newspaper advertising supplements, etc. Now, I just want to make it clear. This has been out. It is there, but you do not hear them talking about it. It is right in front of your face. Okay? Despite President Biden's Central Intelligence Agency Director Bill Burns testifying, he cut ties to the Chinese Communist Party linked influence group, the National Pulse, can reveal the controversial relationship between the Carnegie Endowment, previously led by Burns, and the Chinese Communist Influence Group continued through 2021. Oh, but I guess, right? Can't say that, Anthony. It's not true. The news isn't telling me about it. Okay, let's just take a step back real quick. What did we say earlier? That you cannot, right? You can't say these things. It's not right. China hasn't bombed us, Anthony. It's not happening. It is. It's all happening. It's all coming out. You're seeing it, the people who had ties. Hate to tell y'all, Trump wasn't lying. And now, you're over there crying and whining that you have to take a shot, or this is happening, that's happening, the other one's happening, yet you have no idea. Right? None. None. There's not one idea that you have that tells me that they haven't been involved. They are, by far, involved. Way more than we ever thought. Way more. And now that there's an actual notice that is out, that is going there, how do you not pay attention? It puts COVID in perspective, and it makes you question. Your family members dying, being pushed by Cuomo, by Newsom, buy Inslee, Mayors, Whitmer, all of your freedoms and restrictions done. What is China? It's communist. Pretty simple. But that's not okay. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't make any sense. We're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to do that. Yet, look what's happening in Israel. Ilhan Omar, that wasn't any red flags that were coming up. The fact that she's setting up a Sharia court in Minnesota for people to follow and go. Wait a second. Anthony, no, you can't be telling me. Go research Minnesota. Go see what she's trying to do. Sharia law court. Check it out. She's starting the footwork. The grassroots on it. Is that what you want? I mean, that's about as close to communism as you possibly can get. And the fact that this guy had the balls to lie about his interactions, thinking he was just going to get past it. Now, does this once again mean every single person is dirty? No. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But pretty difficult to give the benefit of the doubt when they looked really hard at every person that Trump brought in, and somehow this guy slips through the cracks? Funny, everything that they were accusing Trump of is now showing that it was never real? Dossiers, fake information? Nothing was concrete? It was all on fear and a whim and panic? And that's how our justice system is supposed to be run? Right? Even when they arrested Manafort, I said, did the guy do something wrong? Yeah, he lied on bank stuff. Like, that stuff's been going on forever. He probably shouldn't have gone to jail for it, but you deserve a penalty. Make him pay back the money. Right? Nah, we can't do that. You see what I'm saying? The whole thing continues to change depending on who it is. Now, Trump puts out a statement. After being loudly booed at the Utah Republican Party Convention, Utah's Weber County censored Rhino Mitt Romney in the strongest of terms. Washington County Republicans also censored Romney in April. He's bad news for the country. Why? Because he's bought and paid for. What about Liz Cheney? She's going to lose her chair. She's lost the favor. There's more people going down, folks. Like, that's not even a question. There's going to be more people being censured. There's more people that are going to go down. You've seen what James O'Keefe has done. He's consistently exposed those people who were journalists that refused to actually report on facts. Drew McKissick's full name is Martin Andrew McKissick. Why does he leave the Martin out? Once again, speculation. I'm just trying to understand. I just want to say, because I got done with an interview with Nikita Breznikov, who is a detective, and I just want to say we're always here. Always here to support the police. Always here to support our military. They're the ones that keep the freedom and keep us safe. But check this out. The House GOP has a massive opportunity to upgrade this week from warmonger Liz Cheney to gifted communicator Elise Stefanik, who is brilliant. Elise has intelligence and endorsement from American patriot Brandon Judd and a National Border Patrol Council. She's an A-plus from the NRA and loves our veterans. We need someone in leadership who has experience flipping districts from blue to red as we approach the important 2022 midterms, and that's Elise. She knows how to win, which is what we need. Have you ever seen a president this vocal afterwards that actually gives concrete information? Because check this out. The Quo Warranto recently filed in Arizona claims that the state elections from 2018 through 2020 were not in compliance. If the elections were not in compliance, then it supposes the elected officials were not duly elected. It asks to remove all officials who were elected in those years and hold a new vote with the proper accreditation. This Quo Warranto is something to watch carefully as it plays out. That's not a joke. I posted what's the Quo Warranto. You need to take a look at it. Check it out. See what's there. Do your research. It is there. The U.S. Department of Transportation issues temporary hours of service exemptions for drivers transporting gasoline and fuel in 17 states in response to the sustained shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline. As they dig. Here's the Quo Warranto. Injury to petitioners in such a civil constitutional rights were violated through gross negligence. Multiple violations of law render the utilization of voting systems in Arizona, 2018, 2019, Tucson, and 2020 unlawful. This voids the rights of usurpers to office since it voids the vote of every Arizona voter. Petitioners' sworn affidavits show clear intentions to sit pro tempore only until such time as a free and fair election can be held. So the Arizona Citizens Group drops MOAB, sues state for 2018, 2019, Tucson, and 2020 elections that were not in compliance with Arizona law. This means that any election since 2018 was, in fact, null and void. So, crazy, right? That seems crazy. Or is it? I think it's something for people to watch. I don't think that they're watching it right now because they don't know. And they are not explaining it to you. But now you're seeing it for yourself. This was never going to be fixed immediately. Things don't happen that way. Things take time. But as I've been speaking about a lot on podcasts, is that education is extremely important. If you don't educate before you make changes, the changes will never stick. It will never work. You will go back to what people think is comfortable because it's easy. You must make the changes. You must educate so it sticks. Now, that is the biggest problem. Education. It's stemming from our schools. Our kids are not learning the stuff properly. We're being force-fed that this is what's wrong with our kids, but reality of it is, there's other things that have been wrong with our kids. Our kids were not built to sit on devices all day. Our kids were not built to be stuck inside all day long. That's not them. They should be interacting with other kids, learning how the world works, learning who they are, learning what makes them happy, learning where they fit in. You start stifling this as kids, you've already been doing this through educational systems for a long time. Now it's just in everybody's face. But here's the deal. The news cycle moves so quickly that you can't follow it. And most people are just trying to pay their bills and live their life, and they're not looking at this stuff. That's where we fit in. That's what we do. I'm only asking you guys. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm asking you to please go and do the research on top of what I'm doing. If you find something wrong with what I'm saying, show it to me. I just want the right information. I believe I have the right information. So I will continue with it. I will include the links to all the stuff that I was talking about so you can see it for yourself. And they'll be inside the podcast. So just as everybody knows, you're going to see all of this stuff coming out for me. Just hang tight, because there's going to be a ton of stuff that is coming out, okay? So just stick with me. Please do me a favor, like and share when you see the stuff come out, and donate if you can. But I wanted to tell all of you once again, like always, I love you. I am extremely grateful for who you are. Huge shout out to Debbie. I got my Rangers Man Cave poster. I love it. Absolutely love it. DebbieYouAreTheBomb.com. Thank you so much for the elephant. Thank you so much for the hand drawing. Thank you so much for all the positive vibes and good looks. I want to thank all you guys so much for everything and just being there to support me throughout this entire journey, guys, all right? So I'm going to come back in the next day or two with another one. I'm going to update you as soon as I have all the breaking information. Please stay tuned, share this, and I'll be back and see you guys in the next day or so, all right? So once again, I am your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. Guys, I'll see you at the next show.